All right. Anything else anyone should know if they do have a condition they think might be something that marijuana could help? What should they do?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information on the internet, but the best place to start is our website. We've worked hard and diligently in making one-stop shopping. So they can come to our website at mynewmeds.com. We have the full list of the 39 conditions that are recognized by the state. They can find out if maybe their condition is listed. And if they are, there are also links to the disease conditions that they can look in and see if it follows under the one of the conditions. But our website is tailor-made to help them through the application process, how to talk to your physician about being certified for medical cannabis, and the application process for the patient as well.
And so you have two locations now. Any plans to open more?
Let's get these two running and working well. And yes, you know, that's definitely our goal from a business aspect, to replicate our dispensaries in more locations and maybe even to other states.
Are some patients having insurance cover this in some way at all?
Since it's not recognized by the federal government, the insurance companies do not reimburse for cannabis purchase.
Can you talk about the prices at all?
Sure. We can go. There's 2.5 ounces that is allocated per 14 days for patients. That's quite a bit of cannabis, but if you have a terminal illness and that you can't get relief from anything else, we have a concentrated form. So the state recognizes a dry flower amount. And then when you concentrate it, it goes down to a lesser amount, and you don't have to consume so much, but it does take off more of that 2.5 ounces every 14 days. So we go by gram weight in our dispensary, and for 1 gram, it's $15 to $20, and it goes. We usually carry eighths, which is 3.54 grams, and some quarter amounts, and that way patients can come in, buy a gram of one strain, try it, and aren't investing a lot of money into that strain. So if they get home, they try it, and they don't like it, they can't return it. They can't bring it back to our dispensary. Kind of like pills that you get from your doctor. If you get a prescription for pain control for Vicodin after your surgery, you might take a couple days of it, but you might have 60 more pills in your cabinet that you can't do anything with. So we don't want to sell them a large amount until they can realize what strain works for them. So we go anywhere from $15 for 60 to $60 for 3.54 grams.
How is there any way to protect against a patient reselling the product?
There is. We have a tracking system through the state of Illinois called BioTrax, and we know how much the patient buys at any given time. We also know before they check out the amount that they can purchase, so they don't go over their allotted amount. We can also our bottles are scanned, and we have it in our system, so we know if they happen to be found on the black market in someone else's hands, we can look back on that label and say, you know, John Smith bought this yesterday, and we can go back to that patient. And we can take their medical card away from them, and they can be prosecuted.
And so things are still obviously relatively pretty darn new here, going on about 2 months with the one location. It was Collinsville, mm-hmm. and 1 month in Springfield. What's the capacity of these locations, and would it be possible to hit the capacity, I guess?
We are able to purchase more cannabis at any given time. And we keep track of our inventory. Every morning we count our inventory, and every night we count our inventory. So if we're seeing that a certain strain is starting to diminish, then we can call up the cultivation plant and they can make a delivery for us. Capacity, it all depends on how many patients that we have at one given time and how many patient care technicians we have, because we like to keep it on a one-to-one, two-to-one basis so we can give that personal touch to our patients. But capacity-wise, usually we're open 6 hours, and we can serve anywhere from 50 to 60 patients a day.
And then also, where is the cannabis coming from?
Cannabis is coming from cultivation plants all across Illinois. We can only purchase from Illinois cultivation plants. So everything that is driven in this industry goes back to Illinois. There's multiple cultivation plants throughout Illinois, and we can kind of pick and choose our strains and of cannabis that we like